how's the pre-season going for you, and how important is it for you heading into, I guess, what is a pretty big year for you in your career?
Yeah, it's been pretty good so far. Been lucky enough to train every session, so that, you know, holds you in good stead. As you probably know, if you put a good pre-season together, then generally you have a pretty good year. So, you know, I'm pretty optimistic that hopefully I can have a pretty good year. And been training in a different position this year, which was forward, and I played a little bit of that last year towards the end of the year and in sample finals, and really enjoyed that, and hoping to improve from there.
What's a good year look like for you?
I guess I'm realistic. We know that we have a lot of young guys that are coming through that are probably going to play early, but, you know, just putting my best foot forward and hopefully string a couple of good games together early and play consistently throughout the year.
What's that like, being an AFL footballer who are all super competitive blokes, obviously? What's it like being someone and then having to go, maybe all there is for me this year is 8 or 12 games?
Yeah, well, I guess I saw it last year a fair bit with Jack Trengove as well, and you know, just the positivity that he could have around the group, and you know, I want to do that as well. I love playing at Sample level, and I love playing at AFL level, so it probably doesn't, you know, sit with me too badly if I'm playing either. So, you know, just if I can help those young guys that are coming through grow and play with them, that's probably my main goal this year.
On that Jack comparison, he sort of obviously reached the end of last year and said, "Look, if I'm not going to play, maybe I could hang around and do the same thing and get on a list, but I don't think I really want to." Is there a point in the future for you where that happens, or are you just like in the moment right now?
Yeah, I'm just taking every training session as it is. You know, I'm pretty excited for the year ahead. My body's probably felt the best that it has up to this point in my 9th year. So, you know, a few years to sort of get it right and get it properly right to come into the season feeling really good. So, yeah, I suppose like Jack was optimistic, and he thought that if he strung a few good games together, he'd play. But yeah, I'm in a similar vein. If I can play well in the Marsh Cup and play well at the start of the year, you know, anything can happen from there.
What sparked the move forward?
I guess my running ability is going to help us up forward. You know, we want to have a few length players. You know, the Crows probably have guys like Tom Lynch that can do that sort of role, and I'm hoping I can fill a role like that.
So just basically not as a deep forward, but sort of a connector, so to speak?
Yeah, more of that higher pressure forward sort of role, and, you know, help the guys around me. So Zach Butters, Connor Rosie, those sort of guys that, you know, they haven't done it that much. Clearly they had really good years last year, but it's about, you know, stringing good years together.
Did you finish second in the time trial?
Yeah.
So. Is that something because you've had a full pre-season for the first time, or you've always prided yourself on your fitness?
I think fitness was a big thing for me when I first started my career, and it sort of fell away a little bit. I felt, you know, I didn't put in the effort, but I felt like it just stagnated a little bit. Little injuries probably held me back at times, but, you know, after the camp and having a good off-season over Christmas and putting a few good sessions together there, I sort of came back and ran a PB and thought, oh, yeah, I'm in the best probably position that I've put myself in for the last 9 years. So, yeah, optimistic about that.
So you feel like you're really grabbing this opportunity?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope I can play all year. I guess that's the goal. Everyone wants to play all year, but, you know, realistically, you're going to have ups and downs, and we'll just see how we go.
Does that get noticed? Would you notice people taking notice of your fitness improvements out there? Are the coaches making some lines here and there?
Oh, here and there. I probably don't get too strung up on it. You know, it's only pre-season, so clearly games are where it counts, and, you know, they start next Friday with our internal and go from there.
Does a move forward mean the less chance you'll have to sort of try and rough someone up and sacrifice your own game? In that regard, is that a bit of a relief?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, we haven't really spoken about that tag, run with roll, but, you know, I guess it's always there. If we have a chance, that we may need to do it. I can do that. Probably struggled a couple of times doing it last year when I first came back, but I guess it's always another string to your bow.
How does it feel, I suppose, you came in the period that you did and with a small chance to sort of have an impact, which you ended up doing, but... Yeah, you know, when you're told this is what you're going to have to do, it sort of diminishes the opportunity for you to actually flourish and play the way you can. Is it a hard thing to take?
Yeah, it is a little bit. I suppose when I first got told that they wanted me to be a run with player or tagger, sort of went home and went, oh God, do I have to do 2 years of that or 3 years of that? It's going to be pretty rough. And as you know, some negatives come along with being a tagger as well. But, you know, just take it all in your stride. And, you know, since I've been back on the list, I've just enjoyed every little bit of it.
Not really in your nature, Cam, to be an aggravator?
I think if you ask the blokes that I've played on, probably am a bit of an aggravator out there, but I think off the field, you know, everyone's pretty similar, everyone's pretty nice, so.
What's it like being that centre of attention? From, like, you become sort of, you're targeting someone and then the opposition starts targeting you.
Yeah.
What's it like being that centre of attention on the game day?
Yeah, I suppose the Brisbane game probably summed it up best to start with. And, you know, sort of went out there, tried to be a bit rough with my mate Lachie Neal, and probably didn't end too well for all of us. But, yeah, it's different. You know, I probably haven't had that sole focus on me. You know, teams after that probably looked at that and focused, like, you want to try and stop him from, you know, nullifying your best player's influence. So, yeah, I know, hopefully I don't have to do it anymore, but that's probably where it stands.
Lockie give you a Christmas card?
Oh, I've had a few chats with Lockie. He's fine. He's yeah, no dramas there, so he's all good.
How's Hammer?
Yeah, he's all right. I think, you know, just precautionary scans. I think because he's had a graft there before, he just wanted to make sure there was nothing there. So he'll, I think he'll play next week in the trial game. It's just about building back up to that.
Was that in the delivery stride or something, or was it when he went in?
I'm not sure. Nah, I don't know. He wasn't bowling too quick by the looks, so I don't think it would have been that.
Did you see what happened with the training the other day with Ollie?
No, I missed it. I actually didn't see the incident, but I did notice he was on the ground holding his shoulder. So clearly something happened, and unfortunately for Ollie, he's out for the next 10 to 12 weeks, whatever it is. So, you know, but he's diligent in everything that he does, and he'll be back better, ready to go again.
Have you and the team been in touch with him?
Yeah, I think everyone sort of sent him a message, and, you know, Bokey said it best out there as we were running around the track on, was it Monday, sort of said, you know, Ollie's gone in for his surgery today, make sure everyone gets around him, sends him a message. So, you know, I think he's in good spirits.
What's the mindset of the group when you see someone like Ollie go down with a serious injury like that?
I guess you're more flat for him because he's put in so much hard work up to this point. And, you know, the end of last year, he started playing some really good footy again. And I think it was to the day that he did his last shoulder. So, you know, pretty unfortunate incident, but it happens in footy. And, you know, he's going to be fine. Like, he'll come back and he'll play the best footy that he can.
I think aside from Hamish and Ollie, like, the whole team is fit. Have you ever... is that a regular occurrence
in,
at this point in
pre-season
in your AFL career?
Oh, probably not. I know when I first got the Fremantle, I think we had 20 fit blokes at the start of pre-season. So, you know, I think we have, 43 guys on the track at the moment, which is, you know, probably unheard of. So, you know, we've been able to do good match simulation drills and, you know, practice as if it's a game. So, should hold us in pretty good stead going forward and going into the Marsh Cup.
9 years, you said, 9 seasons. You've seen a lot of young guys come in. What do you like about the young guys that have come in?
They just seem like ready-built football players, I guess. They've got all that extra knowledge that you probably didn't get 10 years ago. Leading up to when you do get drafted, dietary stuff, nutrition, all that sort of stuff. You look at the guys out there now like Jackson Mead, Dill Williams, you know, Miles Bergman, they're all ready to play. So I think back in the day, you come in a really scrawny, skinny kid and... you're probably not quite ready for it, but these guys seem like they're up to it.
A lot of talk about, I guess, China, whether that'll go ahead, but we haven't heard from any players. What's your personal feeling? Have you been following the virus and are you keen to go or you're a bit reluctant?
Haven't followed it that much, but, you know, Chris Davies has sort of said to the group, you know, no one's going to be put in harm's way for a football game, so that's probably where it stands. And I guess as things develop, we'll know more, but, yeah, haven't really... thought about it, just thinking about what's next.
What about, like, family? You got mum and dad's concerned, or has anyone spoken?
No one's concerned about me at the moment, so that's I'll have to give mum a call. Hopefully she is, but I haven't spoken to mum or dad, and, you know, they don't seem too concerned, so I think it's just, yeah, take it as it is.
Is there a point you'd like to know, or does it matter for players if you get told, right, we're playing here on Saturday, it's as simple as rocking up and playing, or would you like to know a couple of weeks out to see yourself?
Well, I probably haven't had the experience of going to China yet, so, yeah, not really quite sure how it all works, but, you know, I'm sure the club's not going to put anyone in harm's way just for a footy game. So whether we play in China, we play here, you know, I don't think it'll logistically, everyone will figure it out and we'll be fine.
Beautiful.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.